जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी जय कुंज जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरा वनचारी जय राधा माधवा जय कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जयो राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जयो राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जयो कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम जयो कृष्णा बलराम जय गौरनिताय गौरनिताय जय गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजाकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्री श्रीमद हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज श्रील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णववृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंदा श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास्ति गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की श्री वृंदावन धाम की श्री नवद्वीप मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की भक्ति देवी तुलसी देवी की बृहद मृदंगा की प्रसादम डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन की All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नेक्स्ट टू वर्सेस प्लीज सिंग विथ मी. नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायामुदीरयेत् नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती भक्ति श्रृंगोते भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी. ओम ज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः. थैंक यू टू ईच एंड एवरी वन ऑफ यू फॉर योर टाइम. प्लीज ब्लेस दैट समथिंग यूजफुल कम्स आउट टुडे. आई एम एस्पेशली रिक्वेस्टिंग प्रेयर्स ऑफ सीनियर वैष्णवास प्रभुपाद डिसाइपल्स. Please, please offer your blessings so that our time will be used together and we can all learn something valuable from Srimad Bhagavatam today. Seeking prayers of all the devotees, Vaishnavas, online audience, everyone. So we are on the third canto, 12th chapter. And we have read about Sarga, Sarga completely. And then we started with Visarga. We started with how Brahma first creates five coverings of nations, then four Kumaras, then Rudra, nine exalted sons, Narad Muni, daughter Vak, then Brahma gets new body, four Vedas, then he creates medical science, military art, etc., then Puranas, then varieties of fire sacrifices, four legs of religion, and then in the last verse, four divisions of retired life were created. And now we are on 3.12.44. We'll be just reading Sanskrit, English, because we'll read the Sanskrit for verse 47. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. On verse 44. The science of logical argument, the Vedic goals of life, and also law and order, moral codes, and the celebrated hymns Bhu, Bhuva, and Swaha all became manifested from the mouths of Brahma, and the Pranava Omkara was manifested from his heart. So logical arguments, Vedic goals of lives, law and order, moral codes, etc. were manifested from Lord Brahma's mouth. Verse 45, again translation please. Thereafter, the art of literary expression, Ushnik, was generated from the hairs of the body of the Almighty Prajapati. The principal Vedic hymn, Gayatri, was generated from the skin, Trishtup, from the flesh, Anustup from the veins, and Jagati from the bones of the Lord of the living entities. 46, please. The art of writing verse, Pankti, became manifested from the bone marrow, and that of Brihati, another type of verse, was generated from the life breath of the Lord of the living entities. And finally on 47.
Swaro deha udharita Ushmanam indriyanyahur Antastha balamatmanaha Swaraha saptaviharena Bhavanti sma prajapatehe
once again. Sparshastasya bhavajivaha. Swaro deha udharita. Ushmanam indriya nyahur. Antastaha balamatmanaha. Swaraha saptaviharena. Bhavanti sma prajapatehe. Kindly sing the words and repeat. Sparshastasya bhavajivaha. Swaro deha udaritaha. Ushmanam indriya nyahur. Antastaha balamatmanaha. Sapta viharena. Tisa. Sparshastasya bhavajina. Bhavanti sma prajapatehe. Sparshastasya bhavajivaha. Swaro deha udharita. Ushmanam indriya yahur. Antastha balamatmanaha. Swaraha sapta viharena. Bhava sma prajapate. Vaishnavas. Sparshastasya bhavajivaha. Saro deha udharita. Ushmanam indriyan yahur. Antastha balamatmanaha. Swaraha sapta viharena. Smavanti sma prajapatehe. Sparshastasya bhavajivaha. Indriyam yahur. Antasya bhavavatmanaha. Swaraha sapta viharena. Bhavanti sma prajapatehe. Thank you, Madhurya Leela Prabhu. She's leaving today. She's the most sincere soul that I know. We are so grateful for your service. Hare Bol. Synonym, translation will read. Sparshaha. The set of letters from ka to ma, tasya, his, abhavat, became, jivaha, the soul, swaraha, vowels, dehaha, his body, udharitaha, are expressed, ushmanam, the letters sh, s, sh, sh, s, h, sh, sh, s, h, indriyani, the senses, ahuhu, are called, antaha, antastaha, sorry, the set of letters so known, ya, ra, la, and va. Balam, energy, atmanaha, of his self. Swaraha, music, sapta, seven, viharena, of his self. Swaraha, music, sapta, seven, viharena, sorry, by the sensual activities. Bhavantisma, became manifested. Prajapatehe, of the Lord of the Living Entities. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Brahma's soul was manifested as the touch alphabets, his body as the vowels, his senses as the sibilant alphabets, his strength as the intermediate alphabets, and his sensual activities as the seven notes of music. Please kindly repeat. Brahma's soul was manifested as the touch alphabets, his body as the vowels, his senses as the sibilant alphabets, his strength as the intermediate alphabets, and his sensual activities as the seven notes of music. In Sanskrit, there are 13 vowels and 35 consonants. The vowels are A, A, E, E, U, U, Ru, Ru, R, Ru, L, E, I, O, Au, Am, Ah, Au. And the consonants are K, K, G, G, etc. Amongst the consonants, the first 25 letters are called sparshas. There are also four antasthahas. Of the ushmas, there are three sirs called talavya, murdhanya, and dantya. The musical notes are sa, re, ga, ma, pa. Pa is missing there, but it's there in the Marathi and other translations discussed with senior Vaishnavas and written. Dha and ni. So the musical notes are sa, re, ga, ma, pa, dha, ni, sa, pa, dha, ni. All these sound vibrations are originally called Shabda Brahma or spiritual sound. It is said, therefore, that Brahma was created in the Mahakalpa as the incarnation of spiritual sound. The Vedas are spiritual sound, and therefore there is no need of material interpretation of the sound vibration of the Vedic literature. I'll repeat this, it's very beautiful. The Vedas are spiritual sound, and therefore there is no need of material interpretation of the sound vibration of the Vedic literature. The Vedas should be vibrated as they are, although they are symbolically represented with letters which are known to us materially. In the ultimate issue, there is nothing material because everything has its origin in the spiritual world. The material manifestation is therefore called illusion in the proper sense of the term. For those who are realized souls, there is nothing but spirit. So this very long, four verses, and if we go back, so very quickly it says, Bhubhuva Swaha, and a logical argument, etc., came from the mouths of Brahma. So the order is being established, the moral codes are being established, and the most important hymn is coming out. And then Pranava Omkara was manifested from his heart. This is what verse 44 says in the beginning. We know in Bhagavad Gita 7.8, the verse where it's Krishna says, I am the taste of water, rasoham apsu kaunteya. In the same verse, Krishna says, pranavaha sarvavedeshu shabdakhe paurusham rushu. So he says, I am the syllable om in Vedic mantras. And there Prabhupada gives purport. Here there is no purport, but in their Bhagavad Gita, Prabhupada gives purport. It says, pranava or omkara is the beginning of every Vedic hymn, and it addresses Krishna, Supreme Lord. Because the impersonalists are very much afraid of addressing the Supreme Lord Krishna by his innumerable names, they prefer the transcendental sound omkara. So they are afraid to say names like Gopal, Krishna, Murari, Madhusudana, etc. And if we deeply meditate on these words that Krishna is being called by, we can really get help. Radhika Raman Prabhu gave a very nice class. And he said, if we call Krishna Madhusudana, then we refer to him as that and tell him to remove our doubts. You know, you see the effect. It's amazing. It's phenomenal. If we call Krishna, you are the Madhukara. You seek the essence out of everything, Krishna. Please help me seek essence out of things. Then see the effect. It's very beautiful. Because not only we are praying to Krishna, but we also constantly meditating on the pastimes of Krishna. And it's so beautiful that we have millions of names of Krishna. We have countless names of Krishna. And we are fortunate enough to know the meaning by mercy of Srila Prabhupada and use them in our daily lives. Pranava Omkara is great, but from there we go to the personalism and Krishna consciousness and use Krishna's names. Then in the verse 45, it speaks about Vedic hymns, but also talks about Vedic meters. One is Tristup and one is Anustup. Everybody knows about this Anustup meter? Anustup meter is in Chanda. Meter means Chanda, in which Bhagavad Gita is spoken. Anustup. So if we say Param Brahma Param Dhamma Pavitram Paramam Bhavana, if you count the words, you'll always see eight syllables, I believe, and eight more. So Param Brahma Param Dhamma, and that one is done. Any other one, like any other shloka of Bhagavad Gita, you'll find eight syllables. That's Anustup Chanda. Tristup is different one. Jagati is another meter. So these are the meters that were generated from Lord Brahma. It's very nice to see that they came from vein or flesh or skin or other parts of body. It's very mesmerizing. Elsewhere, Prabhupada says, if you try to understand all of this, you just know that the only thing you'll understand is you won't understand. So now next 46, and I'm paraphrasing. 46, we read the art of writing verse, pankti. You know calligraphy, right? So I don't know how different is pankti, but when Hari Parshad Prabhu had come, you know Hari Parshad Prabhu? When he had come to Alachua, he wrote a very nice poetry in glorifying Krishna. He wrote it on the lotus-shaped thing. So it's like Hare Krishna. He wrote it like that on the first eight petals of lotus. In the second layer of the lotus, he wrote more words, one syllable in each. And in the third one also he did, second one he did that. And while reading, first he read sequentially, then he read first word here, first syllable here, there, like a zigzag. And even then it was very meaningful. And then he read it in another way, and it was really meaningful. So it was such a beautiful poetry. It's even, and this word pankti is a beautiful arrangement. Calligraphy is just the letters in the written in the sequential format. Here you're seeing it written in the lotus petal format, and reading is an art of, reading is also an art of when you see those verses. And it's wonderful. You know, some people say the poetry is in my veins, or, you know, this is my life breath. I cannot live without it. So we see that this is, these things are coming out of Brahma's life breath or bone marrow or veins. It's just very fascinating to read like this. Another meaning of pankti is a very beautiful arrangement. Danta pankti would mean teeth, very beautiful teeth, in arranged in a very nice formation. Even Jevan pankti, they will say. The people are sitting in a line, very nice line, perfect lines, to eat. So pankti is just for formation. But more important than that, Vedic meaning is the art of writing a verse, is pankti. And then we come to 47th verse. So Prabhupada here is talking about language, our Devanagari script, and later comes to the arrangement of the vowels and consonants. When Bhakti Charu Swami spoke on this verse, he said Devanagari is a very scientific language. So it's not just A, B, C, D randomly appearing after each other. First, you will get the verse where the tongue touches on the top, then cerebral, palate, then teeth, and then lips. So they come in that formation. Ka, kha, ga, gha, then cha, jha, like. Everything comes in a sequence where, depending on where the tongue is touching. Not only that, somebody else said that 35 consonants are actually 35 vertebrae in our spinal cord. Not sure the extra relation or if it is applicable here, but just wanted to say how scientific is Devanagari. Forget about transcendental part, just how scientific it is. So Prabhupada is talking about three kinds of verses here, and three kinds of sounds. One he is saying is dantavya, where tongue touches the teeth, and other one he is saying the palatal sounds, where the tongue is touching the palate. So going ahead of that, going after that, he's speaking about the Sare Gama Padhanisa, the beautiful musical notes. And they're also coming from the eternal Golokadham, basically. And then they're coming to Brahma and they're coming to us. And then it says that Mahakalpa, Brahma was created in the Mahakalpa as the incarnation of spiritual sound. Anybody knows where is Mahakalpa? What's the distinction between Mahakalpa and Kalpa? Or what is the relationship? Mahakalpa and Kalpa. Kalpa is a day of Brahma. But if you see that sentence, it says that Brahma was created in the Mahakalpa. So Mahakalpa is the creation of Vishnu. So before even the, it's like just at the begin, just before Brahma is born, just before the entire world gets manifested is the Mahakalpa. That's what it's referring to. So first Brahma comes as the incarnation of spiritual sound, or Shabda Brahma. And we also read that Brahma changed his body after his daughter was born, Vak, after that. And his earlier body dissolved in a fog. Okay, and now the main gist of the verse is the Vedas are spiritual sound, and therefore there is no need of material interpretation. Sound is so powerful. Sound can, when we say, did you see sleep sound? That's just a small rejuvenation of your body. But sound can kill people. There has been, in the recorded history of 150 years, there was a big, huge volcano. And it was erupted in one of the islands. The name of the volcano was... exactly. Thank you so much, Prabhu. It was in 30,000 square mile area, the impact was felt, 30,000. It was around 300 decibels. Now, police siren is at 110 decibels, and it's really loud. You know, you want to cover your ears when you hear the siren going by. But the sound increases, decibel increases in the logarithmic scale. So when it goes from 120 to 300, it's in the order of 10 raised to 18. It's a huge, huge, huge sound increase, decibel increase. Means the loudness increases exponentially. It's not linear. People got deaf. People were 30,000 people died because of that sound from that volcano. And not only that, the vibrations were felt even in London. So this one happened on the eastern world, part of the world, and the vibrations were felt in the London. For 3-4 days, the pressure in the air was too high. And they say for 5 years, the world temperatures were affected. They were some degrees smaller because of that sound wave or that sound impact. So this is how much sound can be powerful. Others say that in India, especially when I was growing up, it's very popularly believed that the entire Mahabharata war happened because Draupadi said, "Andhe ka beta andha," the blind man's son is blind. Just these 5 words, the sound of these one sentence, created an entire war. Because it depends on how we project the sound, how we speak. And it can really make the biggest impact on somebody's heart. Another example was the volcano of Tonga. It was also it also affected up to north of Alaska. And this happened in Polynesian Islands. And 6,000 miles away, they could record it, the sound impact. The rockets, when the scientists launch the rockets, the impact is really deafening, up to 200 decibels. And the way they protect the scientists there is they have huge water pads, 450,000 gallons of water they use, and they put around the launch pads so that sound is absorbed in the water. And the scientists don't go deaf, and they are still sitting a few miles away from the rocket launch. When there was an asteroid impact, according to scientists, again, this is all according to scientists. When the asteroid fell, one of the asteroids, in 1908 in Siberia, they said it hit at 33,000 miles per hour, and it was a huge impact event as well. These are the recorded history. Now, which was the biggest sound according to the Srimad Bhagavatam that was produced? We read about it last year in second canto. The biggest tumultuous sound that was produced. That was when Varahadev appeared. 3.13.20. Oh, no, it's actually coming again too. Lord Varahadev's voice echoed in all directions. He rolled tumultuously like a great mountain. And the sages from Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, imagine how much distance apart they are. They could all hear that sound. Can you believe that? That millions of miles apart these planets are, and they could still hear this sound. But it was all auspicious sound of all merciful Lord. So they chanted auspicious verses to glorify the Lord. So can you imagine? So this is the difference between material sound, like one of the volcanoes, and the sound of Varahadev roaring. So much difference it is. One gives us so much hope, another can kill us. And recently we were at the Festival of Inspiration, right? The sound, and it shows us how sound can unite all of us. The singing together, when our hearts come together, singing in unison, really has such a pleasant effect. All glories to the youth who did this festival. Radhika Raman Prabhu said in his recent class, I'm just paraphrasing. Our hearts unite, and it is actually basis of our relationships. It is also the quality of our relationships depends on how we can sing together. You know, just saying, hi, how are you, Hari Bol, is good, but usually it's not enough. You know, you really want to connect with somebody's, one of the best ways is to sing kirtan together. Or to listen attentively with assuring sounds. Chaupat is a big temple in Bharat, India. Chaupat is a huge temple, and Radhana Swami said, one of his key factors was he always made sure all his board members and temple management either were listening a Bhagavatam class together or they were singing together every day. Because when we have that, then we really unite. And it's very difficult for not to go above the differences. We are hearing right now, we are all in the Srimad Bhagavatam class today, and I'm actually addicted to our Alachua Srimad Bhagavatam classes. When I was gone to India, I was still listening, and I missed few, and I'm still listening to those, and they're one of the best classes in the whole world. Thank you to all the speakers. One of the classes Nanda said, and which is applicable to this verse, because Prabhupada says here, this world is like an illusion. This world creates the illusion, which is Brahmak. And it is, because this is a material world, it's a bhautik world. And Ananda said, it's amazing that we are reading about Brahma and Brahma's lifetime and millions, trillions of years. But every millisecond, we forget Krishna. Every millisecond we can forget Krishna, and we do. And this he said, because we are so captured by this illusion, so fast. And it's mesmerizing. So these are some of the ways where the sound is present in our life. You remember Beatles music? It's still popular. In India right now, there's another UK band called Coldplay or something. And the tickets, they are doing 3 concerts in Mumbai. And the tickets are being sold at, can you imagine? I'm going to tell, $11,000 a seat in black market. $11,000 a seat. You can look them up if you want. And the hotel price is 1.4 lakh. In the nearby, and all the hotel rooms are sold out. And some people actually went to Dubai to hear the concert because waiting list for the tickets was 7 lakh people for different concerts. And sound really can madden us. And I tried to see what are they singing about. So it's just some lost love. And the author sometimes says it's devotion love. So devotional love, slightly spiritual melancholy. But it is one-way love. It's not there is no reciprocation there. And these lyrics can actually capture some minds. So we can live in so much illusion. But anyways, the music maddens people. That's the point. The sound can madden the people. I saw one person was crying, and it's like ghazal, you know. Oh, people love to cry about their stories and their lost love, and it's just that's how their life is absorbed in that sound. I love somebody, and that love was not reciprocated. And the sound is right now so much caught up that podcasts are much more powerful, as powerful as YouTube. And after I heard them, I started hearing Sankirtan podcast because I needed some energy to get out of this this material sound that I had just heard. So I heard amazing podcast, Sankirtan On. Have you heard of Sankirtan On? It's a podcast that has come out. Different devotees take interviews of the book distributors around the world. It's very nice. If you haven't heard it, there are about 50 plus podcasts available. I love this lady I heard about. She, and the name of the episode is Roar Like a Lion. Roar Like a Lion. This devotee's name is Dwarka Vasini Devidasi in East Africa. Dwarka Vasini in East Africa. And she goes out with her niece, Ambika Gopi Devidasi. And she goes out every day. She said, I start my December Prabhupada marathon 11 months before, in January. This is how dedicated, committed she is. Every morning she goes. The Kenya is a smaller country than South Africa. South Africa, Krishna consciousness spread too much. This lady beats South Africa in Gita scores every year. She does 80% of Kenya's book distribution, 80%. And she goes out to the same spot on the same street for last so many years. And she said, when you have that much desire to distribute, Prabhupada will send people to take a book. So that's this Sankirtan on podcast is my lifeline. I just really appreciate how inspired I can become. And she's inspired by Vaisheshika Prabhu, who says, and this word really affects her, this sentence, book distribution is overflow of sadhana. Book distribution is overflow of sadhana. I've loved these words. And if you're willing to give, there's no scarcity of takers. Isn't it amazing? Another Sankirtan podcast that I heard, it spoke about this Prabhu from Chicago. He does a lot of bhakti, new age bhakti vrikshas, which are called, you sit on the sofa set and discuss. It's launch ones. And he said, this is very amazing. He said, you know, I have a Dhenukasura mentality. If I'm not going out and sharing the mercy that I received from Srila Prabhupada, you know, the fruits of bhakti, the jewels of bhakti, if I'm not sharing, then I have a Dhenukasura mentality. And I was like, that's amazing. Dhenukasura, the ass demon, the donkey demon, because he wanted fruits for himself, right? So that podcast also really inspired me. And we all know that the sound of Krishna is more powerful than just Krishna. And there's a pastime in this regard. Lord Rama's story, Nikila, Nitai Sevini Mataji told this story in Telugu. So she said, one time, Narad Muni went to King of Kashi. He was going to do big Ashwamedh Yagya. And he said, okay, you know, all the sages will come to you. But Vasishtha, you know, he used to be a family man before, right? Vasishtha. So you wash his feet the last. You wash all the sages' feet, and King of Kashi, so innocent, so pure-hearted, he listened to Narad Muni. And he washed Vasishtha Muni's feet last. Then Narad Muni, our great, great Acharya, our worshipable spiritual master, he went to Vasishtha Muni. And he said, did you notice? This King of Kashi, he washed your feet the last. He didn't wash your feet the first. Do you wonder why? Yeah, he goes, you know, yes, I was also puzzled. I felt like I was right there, but he kept on ignoring me till the end. Ah, you know what? You should teach him a lesson. Okay, what should I do? You should ask Lord Ram to cut off his head. You know, that it doesn't deserve that head on his body if he cannot bow down to before you, the guru of Lord Ram, the first. All right, Vasishtha Muni goes to Lord Ram and says, okay, Lord Ram says, Guru, please give me any order. Your order is my life and soul. Okay, so please kill King of Kashi. King of Kashi, he's so pure, he's so pious, he's a... Oh, no, no, he did this offense to me. Oh, okay, Gurudev, if he's offended you, then I must obey you. I will go right away. Now, Narad Muni goes to King of Kashi in the meantime, and he says, King of Kashi, what are you doing? What are you doing? He said, what did I do? He said, why did you wash Vasishtha Muni's feet last? He says, because you told me to do so. Narad Muni said, I said to you? What are you doing? What are you saying? I'm just trying to be a nice guide and advisory to you. You're just blaming me? Just like that? You misunderstood me. But now, Lord Ram is coming and he's going to kill you. And he's like, oh my God, Lord Ram is coming and going to kill me. What should I do? He goes, go to Hanuman. Go to Hanuman right away and ask for his protection. Okay, King of Kashi runs and Hanuman is doing puja and his mother is there. So he tells his mother, please ask Hanuman to protect me at any cost. Now, this is Kshatriya Dharma. You have to protect anybody who comes and seeks your protection. So he says, okay, I will protect you. And then he says, whom am I going to protect you from? Lord Ram. He goes, Lord Ram? And then Narad Muni obviously is there and he says, this is a Leela. Just Hanuman protect him. So then Hanuman tells King of Kashi, you just take Ram Nam. Just keep on saying Ram, Ram. He goes, Ram. And you know, he's like, No, take Ram's name with faith. Take Ram's name with complete devotion. Just keep on saying Ram, it will protect you. Ram Nam will protect you. In some version it says that, Hanuman sat and said Ram Nam. Or there are different versions of that story. And then the King of Kashi is saying Ram, 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 Ram. Ram comes there, he puts the Brahmastra, and Brahmastra goes around and comes back. Another astra, and then there's the moral of the story is that Ram's name is more powerful than Ram. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. So this is how powerful sound is and sound impact of sound is on our life. I would like to do a small meditation with you today. When Lord Chaitanya went in front of Lord Jagannath, he offered beautiful prayers in some meters. In a rhythm, it says in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in a rhythm, and he started dancing. I wanted to ask you, please imagine offering prayers to Krishna. And before that, I will just tell you one small thing, Karnamrita. You know Karnamrita, everybody knows her? Singer Karnamrita, yes. So she was... There's a famous singer called Sinéad O'Connor. She was dying. She's very famous, bestseller memoir, Rock of Hall of Fame, etc. She was dying from some disease. She's an activist. And she wrote on her website one day, this is what she wrote. So this is a famous singer writing on her website. So I'm back. Landed at 10 to 11 in the morning. Nice journey, though extremely sleepy. Lovely Karnamrita Dasi singing her gorgeous Devaki song. You know this Devaki song from Dasi CD? And I was happy making so early in the morning. And this lady, this singer also converted to Islam. And then later she heard this song and she says, please listen carefully. Christ is so beautiful. That song, it's unreal. Someone sent it to me last summer when I was really unwell. And it absolutely changed my life course. Totally changed how I was seeing life and death. But go to the tube and watch it. Someone's put beautiful images to it. So much more uplifting than crucified, horribly murdered poor men. I promise you, the song will change your life. Isn't it amazing? Could you hear it clearly? Okay. The song will change your life. So it's what to speak of us, even a newcomer can totally change the course of their life after hearing one transcendental song. This is how powerful song or a prayer or sound is. So I wanted to ask you a question for you to meditate on. You don't have to share publicly. When we go back to Krishna, and it's understand that death is actually an invitation from Krishna. Death is actually an invitation from Krishna. And when we go back to Krishna, and when we are seeing Radhe Shyam, what would be your prayer? What sound? What will you offer? What song will you offer to Krishna? What will be the contents of it? What will be your mood, which is like raga? What would be its meter? How would you sing it? How would you say it? How would you offer the song that is in your veins, the song that is your life breath, the words that are coming from your heart, and your total being to Krishna? To help you, Dhruva Maharaj said that in CC Madhya 22, "My Lord, I was seeking an opulent material position. I was performing severe penances and austerity. Now I have gotten you. I was searching after a piece of glass, but instead I have found a most valuable jewel. Therefore I am so satisfied, I do not wish to ask any benediction from you." Or Mother Kunti says, "Janmeshwarya Shruta Shridhir Edhanam Dhana Manad Madaha Puman Nevaratya Abhidhatum Vai Tvam Kinchanam Gocharam." What prayer would you like to offer? Or would it be Tav Kathamritam Tapta Jeevanam? Or would it be prayer like Lord Chaitanya? Ja 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 ga 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 ja 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 ga 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 ga. What prayer would you like to offer to the God? What sound would you like to make? What mood will you like to have? Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Would you like to say any comments or any questions or any concerns? Or? Hare Krishna Prabhu, thank you.
There was a quote here, a verse. I'm just sharing some. This is from the Mahabharata. It says, "In the beginning, the middle, and the end of the Vedas, the Ramayana, the Puranas, and the Mahabharata, only the virtues of Sri Hari have been praised. Mahabharata, Swarga Rohana Parva, 6.93. And also, you were talking about sound.
Yeah.
So the rishis, they got tired of King Venu because he became so sinful.
Yeah.
So simply by sound, they blasted him and he just dropped down dead. And then King Pandu, he had the art where his arrows would simply follow sound.
Yeah.
They, like guided arrows.
Yeah.
And so the thing is that then who he thought was a pair of deer turned out to be a husband and a wife, Rishi and his wife. And then when they were struck, then of course Pandu was cursed. But imagine that you just by thinking about it, your arrow will go where you want it or by the sound. And then also the thing is that it's nice that you're mentioning about the volcano and how loud it was and the potency of sound to be able to change things and to be able to you know, just change consciousness and just our destruction.
Thank you so much for your valuable comments. It was called Shabda Vedi Baan, right? Shabda Vedi Arrow. And that is the story also of Shravan and Dashrath Maharaj. That is the story of that. Naveen Prabhu, that's... Hare Krishna, I'm sorry, I forgot your name. You're my daughter's friend and I forgot. Okay. Hare Krishna, thank you for coming. Yeah, go ahead, please. Thank you for coming.
Thank you for such a wonderful class.
Thank you so much.
Your classes get better and better, you know.
That sounds like an exaggeration. Thank you.
No. I never said that to anybody.
Oh, thank you.
So in the verse, the first verse, I believe, it states that the pranav omkar is born from Brahma's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Then again, we understand that it's the om sound vibration that creates this material manifestation.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems that the omkar was already present or something before even Brahma. Have that thought or question?
Thank you, definitely. It's just like Samudra Manthan.
Like what?
Samudra Manthan, the churning of the ocean.
Okay.
Lakshmi comes and she marries Vishnu, right? But Lakshmi and Vishnu are eternal, she's eternal consort.
Okay.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So this is all cyclical.
Right. Okay.
This is all, there's no a beginning, there's no end. That's the definition.
It's just amazing, all the items that are pronounced here that have come from Lord Brahma. Law and order.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Temavati Prabhu Dandavats. Hare Krishna, welcome to Alachua. Yes.
Swayam Bhagavan Goswami Maharaj says that material songs will bring you back maybe 10 years in your life, remembering, but spiritual songs will bring you back to when you were in the spiritual sky.
Haribol! Haribol! Haribol Ekadashi Prabhu.
Hare Krishna, I just wanted to say thank you. I want to echo Ragat Mika Prabhu, that your class was really great. And they are, each one. I also feel like they get better and better. And I want to thank you for bringing your meditation at the end. Was really beautiful. And it was so nice to put me in that mindset of thinking, starting to think like that, you know. And I really appreciate you bringing up Karnamrita's music. I had a CD, but now it's on YouTube. It's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's really beautiful. Her voice is amazing, and the way that she sings these prayers by all these exalted women, just, it's really, really amazing.
Yeah, thank you so much. Yes, amazing Vaishnavi.
How can we find Karanamrita's songs?
YouTube.
Google what? Dasi Music. Okay. Dasi Music. Just Google Dasi Music. Okay. Thank you.
Prabhu, would you like to add anything? Any corrections? Yeah, please. Thank you for coming.
This makes me think of a question that sometimes is asked. If you were stranded on a deserted island and you could only hear one thing, like bring up some music, what would it be? And I've thought about it. For me, it would be Srila Prabhupada's Bhajan Gaura Prabhu.
Uh-huh.
The sound of that and Srila Prabhupada's crying out to the Lord to give him that taste of associating with the Lord by the sound vibration is sweet.
Yeah.
Gaurapahu.
Gaurapahu. I think it's Bengali. Probably marked a bit.
Do you want to see if there's anything online? And make me dance, make me dance, make me dance. Prabhupada's saying a prayer. Is that Lord Krishna, just let me dance to whatever you want. And how happy he was, that nice purport he writes, how happy he was at the end of Chaitanya Charitamrita completion. He offered it to Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Prabhupada is a genius, kavi. And you know, we have no hope of understanding anything spiritual sound if not for Prabhupada, not a hope, not an iota of what we understand.
It's not showing anything.
Okay, thank you very much. Thank you for your kind attention. Vancha kalpatarubhyasya. Kripa sindhubhyayavacha patita naam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo. Namo Namaha. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.